time to play the puzzle. Joining us, as always, is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Hey, Will.
Good morning, Aisha.
So, Will, would you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from listener Warren Bergman of Neenah, Wisconsin. I said, think of a word for a person who helps you. Copy the last three letters and repeat them at the front, and you'll get a new, longer word that names a person who hurts you. What words are these? And it's a mentor and a tormentor. And, you know, lots of people think of me as their tormentor.
Yes. Yeah, when these puzzles are too hard. There were more than 1,100 correct entries. And this week's winner is Rick Tett of Plano, Texas. Congratulations, Rick.
No, thank you. I was surprised and thrilled to get the call because I did think it wasn't too hard.
Oh, wow. Well, how long have you been playing the puzzle?
Since the postcard days, I'm afraid.
Oh, wow. And you've never won before?
I actually did back in the middle of the pandemic. I was the winner.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so now you're back on. So did you feel like you did well then?
Yeah, I don't feel too bad about it. I listened to it again just yesterday after I had the call.
Okay, so it couldn't have been too bad because you kept playing.
Right.
I have to imagine, since you've done it before, you're ready, but I gotta ask, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I hope so, depending on what Will has to throw at me.
You'll get it. He's not gonna be a tormentor today. At least let's hope not. Take it away, Will.
All right, let's see how tormenting this is, Rick and Aisha. Every answer today is a proper name that starts and ends with the same two letters in the same order. For example, if I said Queen of Ithaca in Homer's Odyssey, you'd say Penelope, which starts and ends with P-E. And as a hint, the answers today are in alphabetical order. Here's number one, capital of the Netherlands.
Amsterdam.
Is correct. Number two is member of the Church of England.
Anglican.
That's it. Wife of David and mother of Solomon in the Bible.
Bathsheba.
That's right. 1942 film starring Humphrey Bogart and Ingrid Bergman.
Casablanca.
That's it. Here's a tough one. Largest city on the South Island of New Zealand.
I'm not too good on that geography.
Okay. And what if I told you the letters are CH?
Canberra.
No, Canberra? No, that's in Australia. This is New Zealand. CH, does that help?
No, you're going to have to help me on that one.
The answer is Christchurch.
Christchurch.
Try this, a way of connecting local area computers.
Ethernet.
The Ethernet, good job. Planet beyond Uranus.
What is it? Help me out, Aisha.
Go ahead, Aisha.
Maybe Neptune?
Neptune is it, Annie.
Neptune.
Okay, here's a test of geography. People who live in Dakar in West Africa. And Dakar happens to be the capital of...
I'm trying to think. I don't want to say Ethiopia, but that's not...
And what if I told you the letters are S-E, starts and ends with S-E, people
yes.
who live in Dakar.
Is it Senegalese?
Senegalese, good job, Aisha.
Oh, S-E, okay.
The largest city in Canada?
Toronto.
Toronto, and here's your last one. I'm afraid it's a tough one. The capital of Poland, as the Polish spell it.
Warsaw.
Oh, yeah, well, it's Warsaw, and then it's Warszawa there, W-A-R-S-Z-A-W-A. I'll give you that one, Warszawa. Good job.
Oh, Okay, that was a toughy one. That was a little bit tormenting, but Rick, you did an awesome job. How do you feel?
I can breathe. I feel the same relief as when I finished a solo on stage. How's that?
Okay, great. Well, for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about the puzzle and its prizes at npr.org/puzzle. And Rick, what member station do you listen to?
KERA in Dallas.
That's Rick Tett of Plano, Texas. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
No, it's great. Thank you.
Okay, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from Joseph Young, who conducts the blog Puzzleria. Think of a familiar saying in 7 words. The initial letters of the first 3 words, in order, spell a type of container. And the initials of the last 4 words, in order, spell something edible that might be found in this container. What's the saying? So again, familiar saying, 7 words. The initial letters of the first 3 words spell a type of container, and the initials of the last 4 words spell something edible that might be found in this container. What saying is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, January 25th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.